But we all, with an open face, beholden as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Everybody, let's read together. 1, 2, go. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Satan's first place of demonstrating his accusations, his power of accusation, was in heaven, because the Bible says the person who accused them before their God day and night has been cast down. Next verse. And they overcame him by what? Come on, let's talk. By what? The blood of the Lamb, and by what? Of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Just jump and give me verse 17 quickly. Let's read together, everybody. 1, 2, go. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandment of God, and have the testimony of who? So scripture told us that dragon that they spoke about, his wrath has provoked him now. He has gone to make war with the woman, make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. There is a campaign, there's a deliberate campaign to make life meaningless, to make life full of compromise, full of filth, full of sin. And that's what scripture described as to make war with the remnant of her seed. What is the war Satan is currently warring against our generation? Just pay attention. So Satan will deliberately now begin to make sure that nobody will easily find it uninterrupted, or find it cheap to live a life of righteousness. That's a warfare in the spirits. Because Satan knows that we read in the scripture that I showed us prior to now, that scripture says the spirit and the bride says, come Lord Jesus, come. If you can hear me, say amen. Satan knows that. What Satan is trying to stop now, what it means by the spirit and the bride says come. Come is not words that the spirit and the bride will say. The spirit and the bride will say come by a statue that the bride will attain to. Jesus is only going to return to a spotless and chaste bride. The dragon waged war in heaven and lost that war. So he was casted to the earth. Now there is war happening in the earth, because scripture says that he came down to the earth and waged war with the seed of the woman. He came to make what? War. Please, is that in our scripture? Hallelujah. The Bible says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make what? And acaso, let's say it together. 1, 2, go. Make what? Remember that they told us first that there was war in heaven. Now the war is not in heaven again. There is war on earth. And the war is between the dragon and the seed of the woman. If you can hear me, say amen. Remember the weapon they used to win the war that happened in heaven. They said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. If you can hear me, say amen. Now war is happening in the earth, and it will be necessary for us to make reference to the weapon that defeated this rebellion in heaven, because it will be the same weapon too that can check him out on the earth. And the war now is not between the angels of God and Lucifer again. It's between that Lucifer, the fallen serpent, and the sons of men, the seed of the woman. If you can hear me, say amen. Jesus told the woman that thy seed, this seed, will bruise the head of the serpent. No, it will crush the head of the serpent, and the serpent will bruise his heel. Right? Remember, What war are we going through? So Satan has been casted down. Now he has built his kingdom in the earth. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4 will tell you that, and Satan, the god of this world, has blinded their eyes. He has made his domain in the earth. On the strength of that, Satan can look into the eye of God and tell God, when God entered the earth, that bow before me and I will give these things to you. What told him that he has all these things? He knew that he has built his domain around the earth realm, and God is counting on the seed of the woman to also win the war that is happening here. So to help that seed win, God left his throne in the heavens, took the form of a man, and shed that body of a man so that he can share spirit with you. And when he enters you, he can replicate the same way the battle was won in the heavens, so that they can collide with the war that is happening. Let me share something with you. That is the battle of the Armageddon that Revelation talked about. The clash of spirits. It's the clash between Jesus and his kingdom versus Satan and his rebellious kingdom. Where is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is in us. Jesus lives inside you. Why you could not find yourself willingly and stresslessly living righteous is that they have made it clear that it will be hard to be righteous on this earth. So when you open your eyes on a normal day and just say you want to go out, there are too many things out there to make you fall. The earth cosmos was designed to be full of compromise. You want to do business with the standard of righteousness, and it looks like you are at a disadvantage. People who are cutting corners are succeeding expressly. There are systems that strengthen them in compromise. The cosmos, this is what is called the war. The dragon went to wage war with the seed of the woman. See how easy it is for somebody to pay money for an admission, and you who read very well and you qualify, then they replace your name and carry the few cash and use as an exchange. Listen, is a world that iniquity drive. I know many of you like to just be crying. People are petting you. You are saying it's not fair. Just accept what I'm about to tell you now. Life is not fair. It will never be fair. It's the violence that will take their ordinations by force. Because there is war. I need you to tell your neighbor there is war. Because scripture told us that the war that started from Zion had flowed into the earth. And now where men are clashing, war. And they told us that what they won the dragon with was the blood of the lamb and by the words of their testimony. It was the scripture that told us that there are three that bear witness in the earth. One is the water, the other is the blood, and the third one, scripture says, is the spirits. If you can hear me, say amen. Amen. Blood can bear witness. Water can bear witness. Spirits can bear witness. I have counseled a woman that slept and saw herself. They invoked her to a coven. Many old looking people, they sat down on something like all this old mortar. They sat down on it and they called her and they said, do you know this woman? Her neighbor. She said, yes, she knows her in the spirit realm. They said, she said that you did this. I won't share the details for the sake of privacy. You did this against her. Is it true? She said, before she said it's a mistake, they said, because of what you have done, you will wake up and your legs will not, you will use these two legs again. Your legs will not work. They gave her a judgment from the spirit realm and she woke up and physically, these two legs cannot work again. You see, spirits can bear witness. Spirits are old enough to bear witness. The spirit that entered Adam, it was the extension of the breath from God. Let me share something. It is only the body of Pastor Onu that has an age. The spirit in him does not have age. That spirit was a continuation of the breath that entered Adam. That spirit is as old as the God that released it. If you can hear me, say amen. Now you know why spirit has the statue to bear witness on the earth. Number two, water can bear witness. There's no new water being created. It's the same water that Abraham drank that is just being circulated. God did not add any new water. There is such a thing called water cycle. Water has all your secrets. Water has passed through your body, everything. This is why all a herbalist need is just fetch small water and invoke the codes in the spirit, and the hidden things you did under the canopy of darkness, it will come alive. What are those things about you? Water is older, water is as old as the earth. Before you came, it has been around. This is why the marine world know how to work with it, to draw out realities about men. You drank water, maybe as Pepsi, it's still water. Believe me, when you went to ease yourself, it was still water. That water was in you for probably 4 or 5 hours. It mixed up with the essence of you. Then it went out. Somehow from your tuck away, it connected to somewhere, connected to one gutter. Those of you who piss in a gutter carelessly, just enter a gutter, from a gutter to a stream, from a stream straight to River Kaduna. From River Kaduna, water board, turn it again and give you that your peace back. Water knows you. Water has the right to bear witness on the earth. Another thing that can bear witness is blood. Because they say these three things can bear witness. Cain killed his brother Abel, and he thought everything has been done with, because it was done as a stealth operation. Then God called his attention to say, Kai, I know you think everything is quiet, but in the spirit realm, the blood of your brother is crying. Blood has a voice and it can speak. Blood can bear witness. You can do something, and in immortality, there are people that the things that cry against you are consistently making petition and saying, no, it is not fair. It's not fair for this person to be blessed. See what has been done. This is why when God is telling you live righteously, there are many laws at stake. Blood can bear witness. This is why Jesus had to shed his own blood, because many things will be crying against men. But there is a blood that speaketh better things than the blood of... So when other blood are saying, let him die, Lord, avenge me, avenge, I will not grieve. One blood says, it is because of that thing that he did that I died. There is a blood that is speaking about you for your favor consistently, the blood of Jesus. And they say these three things, the water, the spirit, and the blood, they bear witness in the earth. But they use another word. They say there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Record is different from witness. You know, when they want to try your matter in the court of immortality, when they invite you, they invite you to come and be a witness as to what you saw. The people who are keeping the record of that case, it's not like our INEC where the polling box can be stolen. The record keepers, he says, is the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. They are the ones who keep record. So even men, like, let them go and manipulate the scale and make injustice reign. The Bible says the people who kept the true record of what really happened, they are in heaven. There are three that bear record in heaven. Because of the war that is ongoing, it's hard to find a man who would live righteous and pure. So purity becomes a very scarce commodity in the world currently. It's hard to live a pure life. So Satan knows very well that the only thing that Jesus will come for is a pure and a chaste and spotless bride. So it means that if the bride can never be spotless, Jesus can never come. Because he will only come for his chaste and spotless bride. So Satan needs to continue to keep compromise around the church. The reason is to continue to delay his judgments. He knows that if the church never grows into purity, it means, now you understand what it meant when he says, the spirit and the bride says, come Lord Jesus, come. The coming of Jesus is what we call the rapture. But they said it is the spirit and the bride, the church, that will say, Jesus, come. And we know that come is not going to be a word that they will look up to the heaven and say, Jesus, we are ready, come. It will be a statue that the bride has attained to. That statue will be what will attract the coming of Jesus. Satan knows that if she is not ready, Jesus cannot come. So the war is to continue to make her fall, make her sin, make her compromise. And for so many people, you don't know why they continue to plague your life with all kinds of compromise. It's to make sure that the ordination of God for your life never finds expression. Please sit down. That God's calling for your life never finds expression. So it continues to be the warfare for purity. God is calling us today by His Spirit. He's calling us into a realm of purity. You are the only way. You guys are the only thing that can restore my kingdom to the earth. We have fought the war, dear. We have handed over the baton to you. It's time for you. I have given you the tool. I gave you the blood. They overcame him by the blood of the lamb. And by what? The words of their testimony. That's why Jesus had to come and shed blood on the earth. Because blood bears witness in the earth. They have given us the weapon that they can overcome this dragon with. And for many of us, the call today is to rise in purity. Rise. It starts from why? Number one, the blood of the lamb. They overcame this dragon by the blood of the lamb. How can blood be a weapon? It means Satan's fight is to put compromise in you. Do you remember what the angel said when they says the accuser of our brethren? Accusation is only instituted upon something wrong that you saw somebody do. It means they gave you blood to be a cover in case any accusation, in case there is any challenge, any fault, any sin. This blood will be the tool that will wash you and make you chests and holy. When I said Jesus is coming for a spotless bride, I'm not talking about any work of the flesh, like anybody trying to be holy. It's not a holiness that can be attained by the works of the flesh. It's the holiness that started from the cleansing of the blood to the confession of the mouth. If you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. Then you will decide from today that I'm going to live pure. I will live righteous. Some of you, they will come to your dreams. They will try you with lust, with fornication. They won't get you, but they will go to your dreams. Then you will try to stand and you will have dream. See yourself sleeping with somebody. Let me tell you something. For in case you are, there are realms of dreams where you have control over. If you will not pretend today, you will realize that you have in time past, you have been able to influence some dreams to go the way you want it to go. There were dreams that you are the one that was controlling it. You just saw yourself in a car, then you now choose to go and drive that car and pass one particular street in the dream. It was that street you went to drive by. You are the one that went to drive there. And when the day of your evil day will come, when a strange woman will come in the form, temptation must always involve your will. And they know that your will is interfaced with you in the realm of dream. So a woman can come in the dream and sleep with you as a young man, and you can get up feeling like, after all, I did not do it physically. Believe me, your will was involved. I share these things out of pain because I know many people who are already very comfortable with those wicked scheme of spirits. Some of them come to sleep with you and they cancel and extinguish breakthrough seasons. When good things want to happen in your life, then you just dream and see that form again. Come and fraternize with you in the spirit. Then it reduces you. Scripture says by means of a warish woman, a man can be reduced to a piece of bread. Most of your fight is in the spirit, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. If you are hailing yourself that, thank God I've never fallen for that sin. If you sleep with people comfortably in your dream, you are a fornicator. The consequences are serious. Let me even share another rank of fornication with you. There is a realm of fornication that you just saw the person and you just lost in your heart. Jesus says that person that looked lustfully after that woman has committed that sin with her in his heart already. So thoughts can implicate you in fornication. It means that we probably don't have any virgin here. That day you turn and look like this. That day you pause that movie and rewind it and watch that small part again. Fornication, straight. They recorded it. You know there are three that bear witness, right? There was a witness, a record that was there. The guy, he has had his first fornication. This guy is a fornicator. It is because of matters like this, none of us will be proud. None of us can be pompous because our righteousness is of the spirit. Our holiness is also of the spirit. And they gave us a sacrifice that we did not do anything for. They say, you come and become the righteousness of God inside somebody called Christ Jesus. So it's a call today to decide and tell yourself, I will stand. You know, there were nights I was sleeping. You don't want to know how many physical temptations I get to, honestly speaking, by God. Real physical temptations. I shared with the protocols one day. I think, is it 2 a.m.? A naked lady was knocking my door, 2 a.m. I don't know how she entered the gate, located my door, the flat, and was knocking at my door. And when I heard the knock as at 2 a.m., I knew it was strange. So my kitchen window was close to the door. So I peeped through the kitchen window and I saw a naked lady standing in front of the door. 2 a.m. Ah, that's Sorek, where greatness die. You know, this is where the transaction of destiny is done. I could die that day and continue to walk among men like I'm still alive, because immortal merchandise would have happened. Who is that strange lady? Listen, when the devil wants to come for you, he knows what you like. When I sighted the lady, I knew Satan has been observing me. She was my spec, the kind of lady I used to think. No, don't laugh. It's not a joke. Satan knows what you like. Satan will not bring anything you don't like. She was exactly, it's as though he studied me. Then he brought a copy. Have you heard of people who said somebody died in Onitsha? Then they saw the person living in Calabar, that he has children. Then one day somebody now called his name, he now disappeared. Some of you think it's a fairy tale. Listen, spirits can take bodily forms. Spirits can walk as bodies among men. And a spirit was going to come and use the mystery of oneness. Sex. Many of us say, I will not have sex before marriage. I will not have sex. I laugh when I hear that thing. There's nothing like sex before marriage. Sex is marriage. Sex, that thing is the marriage. The consummation, what makes two to become one. There are more implications in sex than form. Because it is the mystery that lays souls together, that you become intertwined with that soul. So Jesus looked at the Samaritan woman and said, you have been married to 5 different men, and the man you now live with is not your husband. Let me ask you a question. Did she have 5 different celebrations and invited her family members to 5 different wedding celebrations? What you are calling marriage is wedding. And forget that the occasion is wedding. The real thing is the consummation. And unfortunately, some of you are already polygamist here. Some of you are married to three ladies. And God will have mercy on you. It's the blood that you can use to come out of this thing. Let me tell you why it's the blood. The covenant of marriage can only be broken by death. It's death that ends it. And so blood will come and speak and say, he is dead. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. This is why the blood was given. Many of you are wondering why no man can marry you physically. You are already married. Got married 3 days ago. That kwanangi that you went to do at Kafanchan. You came back with a spiritual ring on your hand. A spirit man laid claims to you. And when a son of God wants to advance towards you, God says, stay away from this. She's married. Don't go and commit fornication. That person saying, God bless you. May God help you too. And I stood there watching Satan giving. Scripture said the word became flesh. In that day, my thoughts became flesh. The secret imaginations of my heart, Satan found a way to sketch it out and gave a body to it. And I see, it's only that sin that they say flee. Don't say you want to preach to her. You know, there was one of our brother. Just pay attention. There was one of our brother. We warned him several times, he would not listen. He said he has been called to a specific missions with prostitutes. That God has sent him to bring the word of love to prostitutes. That there's a way he connects with them. We warned him several times, but all our attempts to call him to order fell on deaf ears. Well, to cut the long story short, the first month he was fraternizing that arena, they were calling him pastor. The next time we passed and he was passing with us, one prostitute called him customer. He was not a pastor anymore. It's only that sin that they say flee. Just run from it. So I turn with tongues. You see, is the prayer in the Holy Ghost that will bring you to order in that moment. And I will not lie to anybody. I was tempted. Just like you too, you'll be tempted in the evil day. But you would see, you will start from your will first. From your will, you will decide that I will not fall. Then the Holy Ghost will come and strengthen that will. If there is no will, there's nothing he will strengthen. So many of you just say, Lord, please, I don't want to fall. You say you don't want to fall and you are going to buy condom. you are falling. Your will is not strong. The Holy Ghost just need to see one small will from you. Just show him that you want to stand. Then he comes and support the will. Comes and say, wow, as long as you want to stand, that will be your strength. But he will not force you if you don't want to stand. Some of you are saying, stop it now, stop it. You are saying, stop it. You are following him to the room. Stop what? That became the story. So his new name was Customer. When we heard Customer, we knew that is a strange name. A strange name to address a man of God as Customer. As though the ground should open for him to enter. He went from pastor to customer. You know, God showed me some few years back. He showed me many dead bodies on a valley. Many dead bodies on a valley. And I was standing in that valley and one dead body got up, a naked middle-aged woman got up and pointed me and said, you, piece of bread. The bitterness in her voice and the evilness in her eyes, I knew. Me, piece of bread, the scripture came alive in my mind there. I remember the scripture says, by means of a warish woman, a man is reduced to a piece of bread. So I knew what the attack of darkness on my life would be. They will send women my way. So I decided that no relationship until I'm ready to marry. Some of you don't know how to set structure. Satan is coming for you and there's no structure. You see, I submitted myself to report my progress to a spiritual head, to report myself every 2 weeks. Sir, so far so good. God is faithful. The week has been stressful, but we are still standing. Does he ask me, how are you doing? No, I go and give reports because I know what spirit has been dispatched to make sure that my rising does not come. The immoral spirits, the spirits of lust. It's because of that thing that some of us fast. We fast so that we will not give any room. The Bible says, make no room. Jesus speaking, he says, the prince of this world cometh and finds nothing. You think I don't like girls? I'm a young man. Somebody was telling me he wants to help me talk to one girl. And I just laughed in my mind. Really, really. Do to me what you want. I'm open before you, Lord. Do to me what you want. Lord, here I am in your presence. Oh, do to me what you want. Complete my story before we pray, so that nobody will go and help me finish the story with a conclusion that I did not give. I was quiet in my room. She knocked on that door. She was knocking loud, but to my greatest surprise, my neighbors in the morning said they didn't hear anything. She was knocking loud. I was inside the kitchen. The kitchen was dark. She turned and looked through the wall and looked where this side that I'm standing and I'm peeping at her. She looked and said, Michael, open that door. It's my name, Michael. Let's talk now. Hi. Michael, open that door. We are at Makodi just 2 days back. Asked James, he was with me, minding my business, just walking, and a strange lady run and cross the road, run. And ran and came and was carrying her hand to rob me like literally on. Satan will come for you. Purity is a weapon of war. When the way of a man pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. For Satan to strike, he needs the edge to break. If you break the edge, the serpent will strike. So it means if you can keep the edge, there's nothing Satan can do under heaven that can touch you. Just maintain purity and find how. Let three herbalists arise and say you must fall and watch them die. Purity is a weapon of war. It's purity they want to steal from the bride of Christ. You are that bride. We are going to lift up one cry. That's all we do. Lord, you told me that you will give me a spirit that is called the Holy Spirit. That spirit that can make men holy. I cry to heaven today that you pour that spirit upon my life. Let me rise to an ordination of purity. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Some of you, many breakthrough seasons are coming, but there are compromises Satan uses. He uses it to disqualify you. Today you will ask for the spirit of purity. Is this how to pray for something as important as your eternal destination? Purity. I wish people can pray. There are chains in some of your hands. Certain chains are rusted. The chain has stayed in your hand so long. You have been a slave to sin for a long time. Now the chains are even rusted. Are you not tired? There is war on earth, and that warfare is a war of compromise. Today you will rise by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of your testimony. I wish men can pray. Lord, I'm tired. Lord, there must be an end. Sharaka barako sekete beleniana. Eliwa na mayeko zaliana na 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 na. Eliana na 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 na. Outside, pray. Is at stake. My eternal destination is at stake. That's why I contend. There are bitter vows in the spirit. They vow that I will not be righteous. Today, me too, I vow. I vow that I will stand. I will stand. Is somebody praying? Yeah.
scripture says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin brings shame to people. Today you pray, Lord, every sin that brings shame to my life, I know that righteousness can lift me up. I rise in righteousness. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? It ends. Listen, Anakazo. Scripture says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, nor walketh in the way of sinners. He says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord his God, and on it does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water. It means if God can help you to live righteous, the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. There are rewards in purity. You are going to pray, Lord, everything that tries to make me filthy, to disqualify me from entering my blessings, today I rise above sin. I rise above the struggle. I rise. I rise above the struggle. I rise above the sin. I rise above sin. Oh, I rise. Lord, break the power of sin. It's time for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of holiness. Spirit of purity. He that is joined with Christ is one spirit with him. Christ in me, the hope of glory. With our hands lifted, inside and outside, don't get distracted. There's going to be an avalanche of the outpouring of the Spirit. Then you will realize that the hunger and the appetite of sin has been destroyed by a spirit, the Spirit of holiness. Are you set? Inside and outside, take 1 minute and pray. Lord, as I pray, please pour your spirit upon me. Make that your prayer. Just pray for 1 minute. Lord, as I call your name, pour your spirit upon me. Lord, if it pleases you, pour your spirit upon this helpless man, this helpless woman. The things you are afraid of can be afraid of you. Hallelujah. He will do it now. Are you set, everybody? For those who have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, there is fresh outpouring. There is a fresh outpouring going to happen now. Everybody just stretch forth your hands and close your eyes. Ushers, just go around people. I don't want anybody falling and wounding themselves. Precious Holy Spirit. Oh, it's already happening. Oh my. His spirit is coming upon people. It's coming upon people. Precious Holy Spirit, I thank you because it is in your will to fill us up with your spirit. Now I pray in the name of Jesus, at the count of three, by the power of the spirit, let there be mighty outpouring upon men and women. Now at the count of three, one in the name of Jesus, two in the name of Jesus, three in the name of Jesus. Now, everywhere. Holy Ghost, inside and outside. Please help them. Inside and outside. Now. Now. It's happening. Lord, I decree and declare over your people right now. I decree, let the fresh baptism, the release of spiritual gifts and ordinations upon your people right now. One in the name of Jesus, two in the name of Jesus, three upon them now. Everybody, Lord, by your spirit, like a mighty rushing wind, everywhere upon them. By the power of the Spirit. Now. Everybody outside, watch the interest of the Spirit. Now I decree, mighty Spirit of God, by your mercy, please pick men, pick women out of this meeting and pour your spirit upon them jealously. At the count of three, one in the name of Jesus, two in the name of Jesus, three now, upon them. I decree upon them, by your spirit, upon them, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Upon men and women, please help them, upon them right now. Holy Ghost. Everybody outside, ushers, help them. The Lord is about to release spiritual gifts. I decree and prophesy the rise of mighty evangelists, the evangelistic grace, walk in signs and wonders, walk in the creative miracles right now upon them by the power of the Spirit. Please help them by the fire of the Spirit. Upon them now, upon them. Holy Ghost, upon them right now. Now, help this lady. Now, Holy Ghost, upon her now. Help her. Holy Ghost, you're not done with this one yet. Fire upon her. Fire.
Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. I'm seeing something like a star. I'm seeing it bounced at the continent Europe. And it jumped and it's landing inside Africa. I'm seeing it like a star in the realm of the spirit. I decree by the power of the Lord, the global ministry that has been tied down that you have been seeing, help that lady, that you have been seeing in the realm of the spirit. I announced it in the earth by the fire of the spirit. Help them, help them. Some of you see yourself in nations. An anointing calls your name now. Lord, I multiply grace for him. Leave him, I multiply grace. Grace, arise with influence in the name of Jesus. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Rise on the wing of purity. Oh my God, oh my God. I'm seeing a case of people with halos on their head, like a yellow light on top of their head. And there is a particular compromise that has not even allowed you to live righteous for a stretch of even 1 month. And you have not been able to discover your true spiritual potential, because the devil kept that sin to continue to make sure you never discover your true strength in the spirit. I prophesy as I'm commanded. I decree and declare, let there be a massive outpour of the spirit inside and outside upon people now by the spirit of God. I prophesy. Help them, help them. I prophesy. I prophesy an outpour of the spirit upon them. Upon them, upon them, upon them. From the depth of their hearts are saying, Lord Jesus, I'm tired of this struggling. That's what Satan is using to stop my life. I want to enter a new season of consistency in you. I want to communicate something to you. I want to have a contact with you. Just come forward, let me touch you. Ushers, please stand behind them. Oh my, oh my. Help them, help them, help that person there. By the power of the Spirit, I declare. It's going to be impossible to touch everybody.
by the counsel of the Spirit, this is what he will do. Don't look at anybody. Don't get distracted. Satan can cheat you. Everybody just connect. Connect in your spirit right now. Connect. Just connect. Let your deep call his deep. Lord, I prophesy as I'm commanded by your Spirit. If it is in your interest to relieve men from the burden of sin, I decree as I call your name, let there be a wave, a shocking wave of an empowerment of holiness. Let it run through this crowd as a confirmation of the words you have put in my mouth. At the count of three, as I call your name, O God, let a shocking wave of an impartation run through them. Touch them, O mighty Spirit of God. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, Jesus. Now, everywhere, a shocking wave. Go through them now, everywhere, by the power of the Spirit. Lord, let it go through them, upon their hands, upon their heads. Holy Ghost, the wave. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the ability, the empowerment for righteousness. Holy Ghost.
Thank you for tuning into God's Word today. We trust that you have been awesomely blessed. You can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnakazoMissionInternational.AMI or join us on our Telegram channel at Anakazo Mission International and download more of our awesome messages on our Telegram channel. Remain blessed.